In the lunchtime edition, a Parkinson schoolboy beaten and stabbed by a group of fellow students. The health minister outlines plans for major improvements at the QEH, including an expanded emergency department, more staff, and new equipment to speed up care. The private sector association outlines the issues they want addressed in the upcoming budget. The Bankers Association warns the public of the risk of hacking attacks, and regional leaders and U.S. and U.N. officials meet in Jamaica this afternoon on the Haiti crisis. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A Parkinson Secondary School student has been taken to hospital with various injuries after being chased and allegedly stabbed by a group of fellow schoolboys. The melee reportedly started near the Barbados Licensing Authority at the Pine, St. Michael. The victim ran into the yard of the Licensing Authority where he was attacked and injured. A member of the public placed the young man in an SUV and took him to hospital. An eyewitness spoke to Starcom Network News at the scene.
Then come to the exit gate, about four of them, three of them running behind one of them. And then from then, man said he, the one that they're running, he gets stabbed. So I tell you when he's done, he's done going that area there. Let's go back on the outside. From then to the running behind the vehicles and thing. That was it. The blue pick up, take him and carry him to the hospital. Three in uniform, one in khaki, like in cadets.
An eyewitness to the attack in which a schoolboy was injured. Senior Minister, the Minister of Health, Dr. Jerome Walcott, has outlined a plan to improve operations at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and especially at the Accident and Emergency Department. Senator Walcott was speaking as he introduced in the Senate the QEH Amendment Bill. The A&E is to be expanded and will get more staff and equipment to speed up the delivery of care.
The space is expected to be double what it is now. So if there are 19 cubicle spaces, they're expected to be at least 38 when it is completed. Clearly, we expect less congestion. There will be issues about the patient flow in the QEH, the triage system, then you go here, then you come here. These things are going to be looked at again. We're trying to look into implement a system because oftentimes, in spite of the advice about using polyclinics, persons still go to the A&E department with what we call Category 5 matters that can be dealt with in polyclinics or elsewhere and don't need to be an accident and emergency. And we plan to reintroduce C and tree, where adjacent to the triage, you'd have a doctor there to see basic things that need to be seen and just dealt with and not clog up the department.
The A&E will also get a CAT scan machine, and there will be a special system for potential heart attack cases.
The matter of a chest pain clinic, it was supposed to be implemented for a number of years. Government has agreed to the positions required. The additional consultants, the additional nurses, the additional ECG people and the technology people to assist. The paramedics and the ambulances were trained, so you're looking at picking up heart attacks early, recognizing the trend, recognizing the ECG changes, and trying to implement treatment on the road, so to speak, stabilize the person before they get to A&E, where you will have a designated area called the chest pain clinic.
Health Minister Senator Dr. Jerome Walcott in the lunchtime edition. Payment of VAT refunds, private pensions, and the transition of the sugar industry are among some of the issues the business sector hopes will be addressed in this year's budget. Chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Tricia Tannis, says the association has submitted a comprehensive document outlining various proposals for consideration. She highlighted some of the issues raised by various sectors.
The support of the sugar industry, ensuring that there's a seamless transition between the old industry structure and ensure that it is seamlessly funded during the transition period so that transfer is seamless. We would have spoken to, again, back to agriculture, utilizing land tax and VAT incentives to improve cash flow to ensure that we do have greater levels of efficiency in the agricultural sector and thereby translate into food, you know, security, the sustainability of the renewable energy generation of demand, and the impact of cash flow was also raised as an issue for the government to take a look at, and overall to improve food and nutritional security in Barbados.
Mrs. Stannis says the sector is also asking government to address VAT refunds and put measures in place to encourage people to obtain private pension funds.
And we're really asking for the government to take a serious look in terms of accelerating the rate at which VAT refunds are being paid out to businesses. We do know that there are businesses that do in turn owe the government some elements of taxation as well, but you have businesses that don't. And, you know, if we're to be increasing the rate of investment back into the country, releasing and unlocking the cash flow that's tied up in refunds would actually help to accelerate that.
Chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Tricia Tanis, finance expert and pro-vice chancellor of the University of the West Indies, Professor Justin Robinson, is hopeful that government will find new ways to create the fiscal space needed to fund capital expenditure while trying to achieve its obligations under an IMF program. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Morty will deliver her budgetary proposals for the next fiscal year next Monday. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Professor Robinson said it would be a delicate balancing act for government to be innovative in its fiscal spending.
So what I expect to see in the budget is the government trying to be innovative, to find ways to create some fiscal space that would allow the government to continue to remain on track to 60% debt to GDP by 2035, while at the same time addressing some of the concerns that Barbadians have on the social side, the cost of living, providing whatever eases might be possible, as well as continuing to fund capital expenditure to drive growth, because we know the capital spending is what is going to drive growth and provide incentives to support growth.
He's also curious about how government intends to deal with the challenges in the renewable energy sector, and he's also eager to hear more on the new tax policies. The Barbados Bankers Association is asking the public to be cautious about fictitious websites that require individuals to input their login credentials and other personal information. In a statement, the association indicated that in light of recent phishing attacks, they are reminding the public that banks will never send emails with links requesting personal information like your account number, card expiration date, or any other account information. The statement added that the public should refrain from clicking on email links from unknown sources and providing personal or account information on unsecured websites or social media sites. Several regional leaders, headed by the CARICOM chairman, Dr. Irfan Ali, and host Prime Minister Andrew Holness, along with other senior officials, will meet in Jamaica today for high-level talks surrounding the current security and humanitarian situation in neighboring Haiti. They are scheduled to begin the meeting at 1 this afternoon at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. The U.S., France, Canada, the United Nations, and Brazil have also been invited to the meeting. Over the weekend, violence in the capital, Port-au-Prince, ramped up once again with heavily armed gangs attacking the National Palace and set part of the Interior Ministry on fire with petrol bombs. Our top stories. A Parkinson schoolboy, beaten and stabbed by a group of fellow schoolboys. The health minister outlines plans for major improvements at the QEH, including an expanded emergency department, more staff, and new equipment to speed up care. The Private Sector Association outlines the issues they want addressed in the upcoming budget. The Bankers Association warns the public of the risk of hacking attacks. Regional leaders and U.S. and U.N. officials meet in Jamaica this afternoon on the Haiti crisis. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.